Good evening, everybody.
We're off to a great start.
You are listening to Davins, and yes, Davins, and the show that is better than ball busting.
Oh.
I thought the show was ball busting.
We'll get there. Settle down. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am Davin Rosenblatt. That is Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Sitting in with us tonight, Sensei Resfordico.
Yeah, I'm back.
That's enthusiasm. Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
And our own little zombie moose, Joe Curry, should be here in about 20 minutes. It's a little nasty outside. It'll be nastier inside when he gets here. But Joe should be here soon. So we got a full cast of characters tonight. Looking forward to on the show tonight. We're going to start off tonight with Ann Jackson. We'll explain what that is if you don't know. Music and politics. Madonna made headlines for criticizing Donald Trump, but she's not the first, and she's not the first to speak out and get a backlash from it. So we'll take a look at the recent history of musicians that have spoken out against presidents, both left and right, and seen what happened. Maybe discuss that a little bit. We'll answer a cyber question from a fan and our annual Pornhub Hooray Game.
Woo!
Fantastic.
We're going to delve into what all you little perverts are looking at in Pornhub. We'll play a game and drop some knowledge, too.
We're delving into it?
We're delving into it.
Wow.
Did you know it was Pornhub Hooray tonight? I did not say.
You didn't say. I'm glad I wore my good underwear.
Yes.
Yeah. He mentioned something about porn in a text.
Well, because you asked me what we were talking. Because here's the thing.
Told you.
It ruins the game if you guys do.
Details.
It ruins the game if you guys do the research.
Right, right. But the other thing is that, you know, you had to entice Russ to get you through the snow. So,
yes,
you know.
The porn sold me.
Yeah. I just came here.
Davin's giving out free porn.
I just came here anyway.
Porn is free. I'm not really giving it out.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
You can get that on your own so far until things change when we take down the internet. But anyway.
My wife would kick my ass sideways.
Only if she catches you. Can you get that on a BlackBerry?
I don't know. I haven't tried. It'll probably crash.
Right. You haven't tried. Can you get the internet on there?
Yeah, I have the internet. I can get, like, Facebook.
If you have the internet, you can get porn.
You can get porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I can browse Google, so I guess so.
Yeah.
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 You're in.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a topic as well. See what
fantastic.
I did there. All right. So, all right, Rez, let's go. So, like, we'll talk about your company a little bit later, but I'm promoting something new for you tonight. So what are you up to now?
No, I'm just, dabbling in some energy research, you know.
What are you, company. Part of the Trump cabinet? I don't know what that means.
Windmills?
No,
he's
windmills,
chasing
please.
Him like Don Quixote.
this isn't Cape Cod. Cape Cod, the big windmills?
Yeah, the windmills.
Oh, they're hideous looking.
Our energy ruining your sightseeing?
Yes, it is. My goodness.
They have them in Atlantic City and out in California. That's where I've seen them.
Yeah, they're not as pretty as an oil rig.
Oil rigs Darn. Make a nice horn sound, you know.
And I love the sheen of black in the morning.
There you go. Well, the duck's covered in oil.
But this is not that. What is this? Like,
no, this is lighting. This is what I do for a living. You know, do a little side consulting, of course, here and there to people outside of the interest of my company, mostly local people.
So is this like lighting for companies?
It's really residential. Yeah. For local residences, larger residences who want to figure out a way to cut their wattage consumption, put in a more sustainable lighting system.
Is this like an alternative to solar? Because I see a lot of people getting solar now.
It's this is where I get in trouble now. I personally
really?
Think right this, now, I know, when the hell am I not getting in trouble?
All the shit we cover and this is going to be the problem for you?
I right now, where the solar technology is right now, I feel personally that a lot of people who bought solar got duped.
Okay. Really?
And here's why.
Well, New York, because some of the laws, you don't get what you think you're going to get out of it.
Correct. To really get the full payback, you would have to install that solar system the day you bought the house on a 30-year mortgage.
Because
really?
New York doesn't, as I recall, New York doesn't let you keep the reserved energy.
It's all messed
up. And you can only use it, like, the energy you have at night or something?
Correct. The panels
They're
themselves.
They're in, like, cahoots with, like, the big utility company.
Oh,
it's,
great.
There's a lot of snake oil out there. I'm not just picking on the solar companies. And, yes, I do pick on wind power, too, because the benefits and effect are overstated. And I hear about people at the local level wanting to do wind farms and solar farms. And I'm like, if you really sit down and comb through it, it's not quite there yet. But what I'm into.
Well, you got to keep doing it, though, to get there.
Correct. Exactly. I think people got a little ahead of themselves,
right,
in terms of marketing the technology. I don't think it's there to the point where it's really providing any real benefit or savings.
Well, it's better for the earth,
you know.
Don't I know birds?
It's a nominal. It's a nominal difference. It's so.
Yeah, but there's countries that are running on wind power and they're happy with it.
Well, they live a little bit differently than we do.
Well, yeah, we're power
hogs.
They're a lot smaller than we are. They're like a quarter of the size of Maryland. Most of these countries are speaking about, which gives them that benefit. They have a very small population, a very small land mass to cover, land area rather, and yeah, they can power on wind and get away with it, and alternative sources, what we call alternative energy. But I'm more into
alternative facts.
Yes, alternative, like fake news.
Fake energy. fake energy. You're not really
moving.
Be
quiet. You're fake energy.
Your lights aren't really on. It's alternative energy.
I'm panning fake energy. There's no more fake energy for windmills or solar panels.
For it's 6 months. Energy ban.
For 6 months.
It's not a ban. It's not a ban.
It's not a ban. It's just a...
It's just we're not going to use energy.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Things are going to be dark and chilly. Not a ban.
I called one of the solar panel companies that I had seen advertised.
You called them? They call me.
No.
How'd they not get to
They knock on my door. They drive me crazy twice a month.
They're big in this complex. Right,
they are. They're big in my my area as well, over in Monroe where I live. And they try to sell you with a free new roof, which they have to provide or do provide.
Right, to make sure.
As a result of the installation.
Stay on.
Correct.
Right, okay.
So that's just prudence on their part not to get sued.
I'm just waiting until our roof blows away, then we're getting solar.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying, you know, they're getting tax-free on the labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're buying sheets of roofing, you know, the tar sheets and stuff. Like, you know, it's really not a big deal. But I think the benefits to some alternative energies are very, very overstated. And if you really think through it and research it, 90% of our problem is industry.
I'll see what the internet says about it.
Yeah.
That'll be the extent of my research.
Look it up. I'm serious. You know, you can fact check just about anything.
Yeah, but why do that? That involves effort.
No, that's too much, right?
I'll just listen to a rumor. Rumor's fine.
Whatever I say.
I'm hearing things. Yes. Solar, not so good. Sun, not really up there.
I agree with, you know, I'm a conservationist. I am. I really am. I hunt. I fish. I don't want to destroy the place. You know,
not yet. You know, we got to finish killing the animals.
Those are renewable.
That's a Bambi. What is it, zombie deer?
For every one I take, there'll be five more back next year. It's a renewable resource.
It is. I don't think they feel that way.
It is. They don't feel anything.
That's not true. That's not true.
You eat beef, right?
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is
they're eating animals. They're animals you eat. I have seen a herd of deer in front of me, just like cattle. Shot a deer. All the heads went up. A few seconds later, they put their heads down and kept eating.
I'll tell you a different story.
Cows do the same thing.
I'll tell you
there's certain animals you eat, and there's certain animals you cuddle in bed with or on your couch with and watch a movie.
That's a terrible thing to say about your wife.
Stop talking about
she's going to kick your ass.
Stop talking about my dating life. It's really embarrassing.
I will tell you why I disagree with that. Because, several years ago when I was up here, a deer flew into my car. And by say flew into my car, another car hit it, and it flew into my car. You remember that?
Wow, yeah.
It was like all fur on the front of it and everything. Yeah. Okay, so the deer is dead. You heard in the woods, because it was right by the woods, you know how it is on these roads up here, another deer honking, and that's what they sound like, crying.
They communicate. They do communicate, just like birds or
right. Rabbits. So like when you say that you know they don't have feelings, well, clearly they do have
they're
something.
They're instinctive. They're not.
It's a family structure.
They're instinctive.
They're instinctive to go, hey, what happened to my pal?
They're instinctive. I've seen a herd of deer, all the same family, in front of me.
I've seen people on Facebook say they don't give a shit about people dying.
Well, that's just stupid people.
Quantify
a stupid deer.
You ran into stupid deer.
An entire herd of stupid deer.
Have you seen Facebook?
Yes. There's some crazy and exposed.
People can be described as an entire herd of stupid deer.
A herd of stupid animals.
Yeah.
Facebook is an awesome social experiment. Of messed up the human race is.
It's,
absolutely.
It's an awful experiment.
Absolutely. It is.
It has reinforced my ability to hate you all.
Yes. Have you ever heard George Carlin?
Who?
George Carlin.
Never heard of him.
One of my favorite comics. Shame on you. He said, if you think about it, I agree with this. And this is what Facebook, even from the grave, proved this man right.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about how stupid the average person is, you have to remember 49% are dumber than that.
Oh, God.
And that's what Facebook has proven.
Yeah, but I don't believe in statistics.
It's a Carlinist. It's not statistics. It's a fact.
Okay. Well no, I don't.
The average screwball on Facebook.
I don't believe
the
that.
The average screwball on Facebook is nothing compared
I have
to that
facts.
Other 49%.
I have alternative.
That just
51% are smarter. There's my alternative fact.
Yeah, but not by much.
I can't believe I got him fucking going along with this.
You have to go up the ladder.
I got him going along like I'm serious.
I know. He's like, oh, my God, you don't believe that?
No, I think there's a lot of stupid. I think most of them are stupider than me. I'm going to go on record. Most of the people are stupider than me. I have a very good brain.
You have all the best words.
I do have all the best words. I have a very good brain.
He has a good vocabulary.
He has all the best thoughts.
Yes, I do. I'm ready. But we've already done the episode of me running for president.
Yes.
Oh, God help us.
No, it was a good hour chunk.
I can't hunt. I have to have solar panels and windmills on my house.
No.
Great president.
You should have windows on your house.
Yes, you should.
Windmills, rather.
Windmills.
No,
windmills.
You will like the world under my administration. It's a fun place.
Brutal sarcasm.
Yes.
Cynicalness.
Yes.
Would I not make a good cynicism, intergalactic ruler of the world?
Well, we already proved that last week.
Exactly. And we're not going to do it again. Listen to the first hour last week.
Yeah.
That's certainly a lot better than what we got going on now.
Yes. Yikes. Oh, my God, yes.
Doesn't take much. All right. So while we're still allowed to do this show before they shut down the internets because somebody wrote a betrayal.
Yeah.
A betrayal. Somebody wrote a mean opinion. Could be a betrayal. And they'll take away the internet. I'm going to start that rumor.
Really?
See how far it goes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
If somebody could put it on their website from their basement tomorrow, that would really, I would really appreciate that. So that could really build up steam.
It's fake news.
Alternative facts, Russ. Alternative facts. There's no more fake news.
Baseless opinions.
No, alternative
baseless
facts.
Baseless opinions. Anything that says anonymous source, I don't believe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's real. You got to be discerning about that.
Anything.
Because sometimes it makes sense why somebody's an anonymous.
No.
Deep throat.
Deep throat made sense.
You know, if you're talking to somebody in the military.
I think since then it's kind of gone off the rails.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
You know?
If there's no real sources, if it's all anonymous sources, then I'm skeptical. But if they have, like, a bunch of real sources and then, like, an anonymous source and it seems like it's a good reason, I'll give it more credence. Also depends on the publication.
Yeah, it has to be a good reason. Exactly. Pip rightfully brings up Deep Throat back in the 60s, and that's great.
She always brings up Deep Throat.
Yeah, she's just
I wasn't even
stuff.
Talking about the porn part of the
show.
I think that was a search term.
We're not even watching anything crazy yet.
We're not going to watch anything tonight.
Oh, thank God.
I
don't want to watch porn with you, dude.
Again.
I spent hours putting that together.
Right, nice. We do have to do Name That Orgasm again.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
No, but we have to do that on the not in the middle of the show portion.
Yes.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so
it's got to produce something is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
What does?
You know, any anonymous. You know, these things, they don't go anywhere.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I tend to be skeptical of them myself. But I hear things people are saying. So, you know.
I was on the internet a few days ago and there was a woman. I mean, how 1990s. Ranting or raving about the pink slime.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the rumor.
It's yes. Yeah, it's the stuff.
The FDA, if you're out there and listening and you believe this nonsense, the FDA does not have pink slime approved for human consumption. And no, what you saw was actually a propaganda video.
Yeah.
They do not put that stuff. That is not McDonald's chicken.
That pink stuff was some kind of candy or something that they were showing.
If
that
you shut off the lights after
video.
The show.
And they cost a franchise. You know, I got my own beef with McDonald's as well. You know, no pun intended. But
there's no beef at McDonald's.
Yeah, you know, they that guy, Supersize Me, brought up a good point. They do market their product as something that can be eaten regularly, and they are wrong.
Right.
That is a treat.
Yes.
My kids call that a treat.
That's yes. Like,
you know, running around Saturday, or I did good on my report card.
Right.
You know. I took my my kids there a couple days ago. My son had a Cub Scout Pinewood Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't call it dinner.
No.
It's not breakfast.
No, you know? It certainly shouldn't be every day.
I call it an excuse to do a lot of reading later on in the day.
Yes, read. Read is good. Research.
Well, no.
No, because you're so bloated and tired.
I rent that stuff. I don't own that stuff. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, you're going to go straight to the reading room.
I only eat that stuff when I'm on the road. I don't eat that at home. We don't go to fast food places.
Road food?
Yeah, because I'm driving and I got to get something quick on the spot.
I have noticed working with kids so long, the parents who are super strict with what their kids eat, I mean super strict, when their kids are away or another environment, they gouge themselves when it's available.
Sure.
So that's something to keep in mind.
It's like men with porn.
Yeah. We're pimping a deep throat.
Listen, I don't want to talk about high school.
Oh, high school. Really? My God.
She's advanced.
I know.
She's valedictorian.
I didn't see that till
oh! The jokes keep on coming, like the ones in Pip's mouth. Anyway, let's go on.
Oh, oh. All right. All
right. Are you new? You must know that this is how we talk all the time.
No, there's an hour of the show where we don't.
I've done this a few times now. Yes, that's right. We have to behave during the, I call it the lightning round.
Yeah, the lightning
round. Yes.
The nationally syndicated.
Yes, the nationally syndicated portion where we behave ourselves.
Yes.
Let's do some Ann Jackson, because we should. Pip, explain it, please.
Okay. Ann Jackson is a Japanese national who has been involved in being an anti-scammer.
Yes, doesn't she have like a general or something she thinks she knows?
She knows a whole host of characters.
She knows the FBI. She knows the United Nations.
Yes, the United Nations. I remember that.
She knows somebody from the Marines,
his
daughter.
What's going on with that sicko?
Well, you're going to find out.
Yes.
Yeah, she's whacked.
Yeah, she is.
She
has a little trouble with the language.
Babin.
And she has a lot of trouble with her thinking.
Oh, the language is fantastic.
Oh, it is. It's great.
What is it? Not Mr. Davin, fucking assholes, plural.
Right?
Is that
yes.
it? Is that, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them. Well, we are going to pick categories. What we do
explain
is.
Explain it real quick, and then we'll pick the categories.
Yeah, so, I mean, so she thinks that she is fighting the good fight against scammers, but she's talking to people who she believes are part of these various agencies that would help her. They're actually scammers that she's talking
she's
to.
Yes, she's getting scammed being an anti-scammer.
Yeah, and sometimes she gets it and sometimes she doesn't. She flip-flops a lot. And some people
usually
think
in mid-paragraph.
In mid-paragraph. Sometimes people think that she might have actually been in cahoots with the scammers themselves because she's done things that make you wonder, which team are you on? But for the most part, she just seems like a really confused, hilariously.
There's a lot of money involved, too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands.
Change. Yeah.
Yeah, she sent
That's
lots of money to these people.
And she's lent other, she sent other victims.
Other people's money, and she sent other victims to them.
Yes.
So like, what we like to do is we read the
I was asked to intervene and help this woman.
Yes.
Find out the deal. So these are my ongoing
conversations with her via email.
Yes.
And so what we do is because we like to pick categories of things that she has said in the past to see if she'll say them in this week's episode. So one of our most popular categories is Mr. Davin. And
blow up my voice.
Put me down for five.
Right. Our second category tonight is fucking mafia, singular.
Okay.
Sometimes it's plural, but we're going with
we're
singular tonight.
Rules.
Yes, we are. We're painted about that.
Men have died.
And our third category
is watch that.
So-called Melvin Santos.
So-called Melvin Santos. Of course, for the United Nations.
Yes. So we're going to see if if these things occur tonight. So we like to guess how many times they're going to occur. So I'm going to go on the record and say, I think tonight we're going to have six Mr. Davins. We might have three fucking mafia, and I'm going to go with one so-called Melvin Santos. What's your best guess, Russ?
I'm going to do five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Two fucking mafia.
Okay.
And I'm going to go two on
so-called Melvin Santos.
Santos, yes.
Okay. Lisa's in with six Mr. Davin, no fucking mafia, one so-called Melvin Santos. I'm going to wait and see what Tom says, but please, let us go forward.
And we'll add Joe in shortly.
Yeah.
All right. This is a dated July 31st, 2014. This is my conversation with her, and she has sent me a conversation between herself and her possible love interest, Miller, the army guy.
Okay.
Who with the gold bars. This is
with the gold bars.
With the gold bars.
Fantastic. That just makes it more official.
Yes. This is Miller going, I message Eric. Eric is Eric Bohr of the Interpol.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She has connections in Europe.
To pay for ECC, okay? Anne says, no need, no need. I have my own way. Do not contact me. You destroy my life. You do. You are shit. And she wrote out U, the letter U, and on R shit.
No.
I like the economy of letters.
Yeah, what was she like?
She writes in license plate.
Yeah, I'm like, what is she doing? Is she texting him?
I guess. I don't know. Miller says all the fees left is 300 euros. So he's just trying to, listen, it's not a lot. You paid all this.
Just a little bit more.
Taste.
You'll get your money back.
A little taste. Please try. Eric, sell the bars and pay for ECC. That's a tax.
Right.
Anne says, I do not have money. Fuck you. I want to see your gold bars put into treasury. You destroy me. You kill me. Miller says, please.
Please.
I know. Ann says, you kill me. Miller says, fuck you too.
You kill me. Fuck you too.
Fuck you too.
Wow.
I think Miller's talking about the band. Not a fan of the Andrew.
Not
nice.
A fan.
Not a fan. Bono. Fuck you too.
Bono.
Miller says, you destroy me. Ann says, you kill me. Miller says, you and Brown. Ann says, you are a killer. FBI man, too. Interpol, too. Miller says, get out.
Get
Jack
out.
And Gleason?
Wait, you're not in the same room.
I don't know. Ann says, everyone. Miller says, don't contact me again. You finished me. Brown will know today. Ann says, and I quote, you are shit.
She's serious now.
You are a killer. You all threaten me to pay and pay. Mafias. Oh, so close.
Yeah.
It's gotta be the whole thing. It's gotta be fucking mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mafias, killers. I do hate you. Never contact me. You are also a mafia. You do finish me. I will send out the news today. This bullshit lies, destroys my life, and kills me. You are a real killer. I see all of you arrested since you do kill me.
Wow.
Miller says, me?
By the way, Trucker Tom says, well, that escalated quickly.
This guy's just baiting her, it sounds like.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We'll do that with the Pornhub hooray.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Is Tom going to hazard some guesses?
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay.
Three Mr. Davins, one fucking mafia, and no so-called Melvin Santos.
No so-called not a lot of faith in your abilities.
No, I know. I have gone down and down. And
that's what we love about you, Deep Throat.
in the people's estimation. Yes.
Miller says, I will arrest you. You talk to a captain.
Who's the captain?
I guess Miller's a captain.
Wow.
I think he promoted himself.
I think he did.
From nothing to captain.
Sure.
Yeah.
From scammer to captain.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be in the military, but he just decided that he outranks her.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm a captain. Why? Because I said so.
I'm captain shit to you.
captain shit. I think I want that title.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Ann says, it's none of my business. You make my life useless. You are a real killer. Fuck you. I cannot work. Fuck you. Fuck off my life.
Oh!
Classic Ann.
I love that. I so wish I had picked fuck you as a category.
Or fuck off my life. Classic Ann.
Yes, fuck off my life is great. Or you kill me.
Yes. Miller says, I never did. You destroy me. You contacted me. And you sit around to me. My boys are going now. Wait for the news. Ann says, that is your problem. I do not care. Do not send this fucking message to me. Whoa. You want to murder someone? It is none of my business. My company already think you're all scammers. Fuck you.
Devin punctuated that by pointing at me and Russ.
Yes.
If you, it, what?
Thanks, Devin.
You're welcome. I got your check. It's fine.
I felt the effect. Yeah, that's nice.
If you told Eric to send facts to my company, they do not believe Eric Bohr from the Interpol.
Mm-hmm.
They think it is scam. Fuck off my life.
Oh,
that was
man.
Where to go
tonight. That was the way to go. Yeah.
There is nothing to do with me anymore. Miller says, and I quote, fuck you and your company.
Ooh.
Oh.
There's a lot of fucking going around.
Yeah, there sure was.
Get lost.
Wow.
Scrams, I say.
Beat it.
Ann says, I already sent mail to Eric. Please do not contact me. Miller says, fuck you.
Wow.
Ann says, I will cut ties with you. Miller says, I asked them to arrest you. Ann says, you will see what is going on with me. Do it. Miller says, hey. Ann says, fuck you.
Wow.
Yikes.
So that was July 31st.
Wow, Lisa says, and on a brief moment of clarity, fuck you. No, fuck you first.
And your company.
And your company.
And your company.
Wow. Brutal.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm going to have Pip give up her chair.
No, I'm good.
Or Joe give up his.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
All right.
You sure?
All right.
Don't want you to be uncomfortable. Would you like to lay on the couch? We'll have Pip feed
I'm
you some grapes.
I'm cracking my back.
You're cracking your back?
I'm cracking my back. I drove up from Jersey. Good for you.
Okay.
Align everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Dateline, August 1st. By the way, Joe's a liar. He's not here, and he said he would be by now.
It's starting to slick up out there.
Stupid zombie moose.
Yes.
Okay.
We have had crackages. Chiefs.
Yes.
The back is cracked.
Dateline, August 1st. Subject, you are real scammers. Criminal Santos, you do not deserve... Criminal Santa.
That's fantastic.
Criminal Santas. I know.
Not supposed.
Well, good morning to you, too.
So called.
We're going to have to make a new category for that.
Yeah, Criminal Santa.
I like the way she starts.
She runs with something.
Yeah. Oh, she, but
fuck,
these are...
It could be mafia. Mr. D, she just runs with it.
Unfortunately,
yeah, she gets,
it's never logic.
She gets something in her mind, and it's like, yeah. Criminal Santas.
Yeah, it's like she's lost in her own head.
Yeah.
Literally,
yes.
Lost in her own head.
Yes.
Criminal Santos, you do not deserve the respect. You lie. That is to say, you are a scammer. You took the money from Pauline, Victim C, Victim A, and me. But no one gets the money back due to your fucking lies with Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton.
Wow.
I don't think you should write like this in an official letter.
I know, really.
It is never-ending payment, and you took the money and run away. It is the same as what scammers do to the people. People judge you as scammers. A moment of clarity.
I know.
I'm sure this will last.
Until the next sentence.
Light this dawns on empty head.
This is the truth. Go to hell forever. No, you don't get to come back. You go to hell
permanently.
Forever.
That's what it says anyway.
It's not a temporary go to hell ban.
No
this
day
is
tripping.
For, this is indefinite hellish.
More than 6 months?
Yeah, no. No, this is for indefinite.
It's not till he sorts things out?
No. Okay. No sorting out. You're going to hell forever. Go to hell forever, and I will ask many people to expose all of you due to not taking any responsibility. It is shameful of you. You are scammers. And now for damn it all red.
Oh, darn.
No, damn it.
No, I know. That was last week.
Yeah. You asked the victims to send the money to Ghana and then asked for another payment to the UBA bank in Ghana. It is you who is behind all this. You do not reply to Mr. Davin.
Yeah,
we got one.
Oh, there we go. Number
He's
one.
He's on the board.
Since you are scared to get killed and you admit yourself as a scammer, shame on you. So she gets it.
Yeah,
I finally broken through.
Oh, my God.
It's over. Go home, kid. Nothing to see here.
Go home.
Show's over.
We finally got to the end.
I can't believe that she gets it.
Yet I have more stacks.
You struck oil, you struck oil, not solar.
I have a feeling we have more alternative facts coming.
Oh, no.
Now to ball busting blue.
Wow.
She shot the rainbow today.
Yeah, she's colorful. If she goes to like green or something, I'm just going to fall off the chair.
I'll lie and say it's in there.
Just to see it happen.
See Pip bust her ass. That's nice to have.
We've seen every other aspect of her ass. Why not the bust?
Oh, God. I've
seen you almost bust your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want to know.
You!
Me. Trying to crack those bricks.
Oh, dabbing on the brick. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was ages ago.
You forgot about that.
That was at
Anthony's
house.
I still remember.
Yes, that's right.
I tried too, and it was like, yeah, this is not happening.
Yeah, that was a moment of misjudgment on my part, but it was fun.
It was.
Yes. In a dojo, I wouldn't allow it. On a radio show at Anthony's house, yeah, let it slide.
What could possibly go wrong?
I remember, though, that if we could digress for a moment.
No, just die.
I should. I remember I had just met you then, and I was like, you're like, yes. Oh, I want to show somebody. You know how to flip, and I'm like, well, yeah, flip me to the floor. And you looked at me like, no way. And I'm like, do it.
I panicked. Yes,
you panicked for a second.
Do it, you pussy.
No, you.
Yeah, I know. Do it.
You looked at me like, no, I can't do that. And I'm like, do it. Throw me to the floor.
I was browbeated by a sexually aggressive redhead.
Kick me in the ribs. Pee on me.
Don't make me beg.
Yes, stick your finger in my ass.
Is this
karate?
Davin officially went too far with that one.
That's okay. What is the safe word? Zombie moose. Safe word.
I was waiting for the leather whip, and I was going to run out of there and go home. Forget the whole friggin' thing happened. What is this woman having me do to her?
Rusty to a safe place.
Yeah, where's my blue light?
The black belt was a snowflake and was intimidated by Pip.
That was a little uncomfortable at first. I had only known her
around.
About 20 minutes, and she's asking me to beat her on Anthony Cumia's floor. How often does that happen in your life?
Beat me!
Hang out with her more, you'll see.
I got her asking for a beating. Anthony showing me friggin' machine guns. I'm like, who the hell am I hanging out with?
Where have you brought me? Who are these people?
Only Ted Davin goes, hey, come on, it'll be fun. And then I'm in the middle of this shit.
Like, you loved every minute
of it. Check, please.
You loved every minute of it.
You did.
I was worried you want to kick me in my balls as a return.
Pip with her strap on you with that surprise look.
Stop that. Oh, dude.
What? No pegging tonight? What?
What is pegging?
You've never heard of pegging?
Catch me up.
No, that's what they call it when somebody straps on a dildo and
it happens
the guy in the butt.
Did you see the movie Deadpool?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Just for that scene, you have to watch it.
Deadpool. Oh, I don't know if I want to see this.
Yes, it's crazy.
I've heard of it. I don't want to see it.
Part of a sex sequence that they did where a couple is having sex through the holiday season.
Ryan Reynolds.
Through
the holiday season.
Yes, for example, Thanksgiving, they're doing it on the table, and he's, like, shoving mashed potatoes in his mouth. He'd like it. It's really kinky shit.
So, I'm not surprised. Have you heard what we've been saying the past 5 minutes?
Honestly, true.
So they're going through every holiday, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm afraid.
Happy Chinese New Year, you're the dog. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh,
yeah.
You're the dog.
So finally get to International Women's Liberation Day.
Uh-oh.
And he's bent over.
Oh, no.
And she's dressed in leather with a freaking strap on.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no, they're not. And they did.
They did.
They did.
Oh, no.
And my wife looking at each other. Like, it was a great movie up until that one part. And then I realized it just added to the insanity of the movie. But it's actually a comedy. It's a superhero comedy movie. But just for that one sequence, you should see the whole thing.
That's
it's
funny.
It's right up your alley.
Trucker Tom says, spit in my mouth and call me your whore. I guess, but he has that in quotes. So I'm thinking that might be from the movie. I'm hoping that's not just like screaming.
He's hanging out with his roommate again. And I've hung out there, so I know the reindeer games they play.
She didn't go that far, Tom, but almost.
We have other hours to fill.
Hours? Is that what needs filling?
You weren't thinking about hours.
All right, I digress. This is not
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Sorry.
Poor Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Her brain kicked on for a minute.
Ball busting blue. Where are my funds? You never get any info from the banks. You are a fucking liar as well as a scammer. 100% scammers.
Oh, wow.
Don't settle for anything less.
Wait, now who's she speaking to at this moment?
Criminal Santos.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Zombie Moose.
Moose Zombie. I think Moose Zombie is in the building.
Devin paused and his little ears flicked towards the stairway. So, I figured that it must be
I sniffed the air. I smell Moose Zombie.
It's the first time I'm seeing Joe since Trump won. This is kind of
look
exciting.
At the glow. like a proud mother just gave birth.
He's got the soul glow.
Joe's happy.
He's wearing his Mets cap cocked to the side.
Joe's in permanent erection form. And an erection from the election.
Done.
Yes, they are. Moose Zombie is in the building. That's your new nickname. We decided.
Why is that?
Why not?
So it doesn't make sense.
You really
look
have
at you.
I came out of nowhere.
Joe, you really have to get here earlier or else these things will happen.
Yes.
This is actually my worst outfit. I mean, this is not, it's horrible looking.
What? It's fine.
Okay, Paris, we didn't give a shit. We weren't making fun of your attire.
What were you making fun of?
You! Just the whole thing that is you! We weren't singling it out to clothing. That wasn't even on the scale.
Now I am bummed because I look like shit.
We expect that. That's the least of our concerns.
Yeah. Ready? Ready, I'm going to help. He's building a wall.
Yes.
Okay, he's back. He's back.
Focus, Joe.
The Muslims are out, Joe.
I told a, I told a coworker at the day program, I looked at it, I go, yeah, I'm wearing this to the GQ shoot, you know, and it's awful.
Nice.
Oh, no, I thought you were saying that he was building a wall. I was looking for the cement on his clothes.
No, that's not about Trump.
The only wall he's building is in his house to keep away from Joanne. But I digress. You want to give him the subject so he can play?
Oh, yeah.
Just for like another half hour or so?
We're doing Ann Jackson.
Oh, gee whiz, yes, that's right.
Or we're not really doing Ann Jackson.
I'm
but
doing
anyway,
Ann Jackson.
So the categories are Mr. Davin.
Okay, I'm going to go for five.
All right,
okay.
Put him down for the wall. Give him credit for one.
Okay, okay. Yes, well, I got that. This next is fucking mafia.
Oh, hell, that's probably about four.
And so-called Melvin Santos. But, I'm not going to tell him. I'll tell him after he guesses because we didn't know either.
All right, three.
Okay. She's been calling him Criminal Santos.
No, what was it? Criminal Santos?
Criminal Melvin Santos?
I think it was Criminal Santos.
Was she
Criminal
Trump?
Santos.
That's fantastic.
No, she speaks. No, she could be Trump. I've said that before. Ann Jackson's going to be in the fucking cabinet. I can't wait.
Welfare fraud.
I just Schumer cries in from Kelsey's got the worst acting lessons. I love that man.
Fake crying Schumer. He's fake crying Schumer now.
Yeah. I know.
For the next 4 years.
Once he becomes president, the tweeting and the nicknames will stop. Yeah. That didn't happen, did it, Trump whisperer?
No, I love it.
Of course you do, because you're all in his gaffes.
It's anyway, that the president of our country is the most entertaining thing on TV right now.
Well, okay.
I have 400 channels.
I don't want to get all into Trump. I don't want to get into Trump, but I just want you guys to ponder this. There had to be an announcement between two heads of state to stop trolling each other on fucking Twitter. That's where we are. Mexico and Trump had to agree to stop trolling you. That's where we fucking are as a country.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And I'll go on and let that sink in for everybody.
Humanity has changed.
But don't worry, they'll be playing rock, paper, scissors to figure out who's paying for the wall later
on. We got through the dark ages,
Dan. Don't be racist.
Not the medieval era, you moron.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Obama administration.
That's what he means.
Oh, dude, that's not cool.
Yes, because Trump voters are very PC.
No, it's just the Obama years are called the nothing years. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Eight years.
Well, yeah, that Obama guy, thank God he committed
nothing
suicide. That Osama bin Laden just to fucking decide to kill himself.
What happened in 1 week?
He didn't do that.
He fucking ordered it.
Thank God.
Yes. Bush said, don't worry about it. He's not important anymore.
It's like going to the dentist, he finds a cavity, and you tell him to drill it. It was going to happen.
I don't know. It didn't happen under Bush.
He couldn't find a son of a bitch.
He said, don't worry about finding him.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't say, don't worry about it. The guy was
public. He said he was irrelevant.
Top of the most wanted list for years.
He said he was irrelevant.
No.
But not on his, like, most wanted list.
Yeah, they were looking.
Oh, it's nice to have some backup.
Yeah. You're not alone.
That's either you or Kevin Israel.
Kevin Israel's not a fan of Trump. Anyway, all right. August 2nd, 2014. Subject, this is the truth I post in my blog. So she posted a blog. It's Ann. It's a subject.
It's her turn this week.
What?
It's her turn this week for a blog.
Funny.
Tavin wants it by Friday.
No, I don't want these blogs at all. They just show up.
Shrink your brain.
This is what I posted on my blog. IC3 Brown Cotton, FBI man, mm-hmm. lied to me and other victims. He said all of these are lies. One, the anti-scam hunters tried to knock on my door asking the Interpol to arrest me. So did James H. Miller. Two, they are going to arrest Bagan Steele, anti-scammer, mm-hmm. and the woman who brought this to attention. I never see their arrest, because they're not going to.
Yeah, it's not really happening.
They always ask me to pay for fees, and then the funds will be hit to my account. This is fucking lies.
It's a fucking scam. It's a scam. It's like
news.
I go to the barber. They sit down. They wash my hair. Then they cut it. This is a barber shop. Yeah,
<It's> like,
that's
yeah.
what happens there. I
like how Joe walked us through
while.
Saturday.
I pick things up. I put things down.
Thanks, Joe. Tell us how you get groceries, man.
I put things down. Really, I've been to the barber shop.
You got a little peach fuzz in the back. Peach fuzz. I think this is the year it grows back.
Did you just say peach fuzz in a sentence?
Yeah.
Peach fuzz in the back of the hair.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
where did we start? Well, we got 3 hours.
Two and a half now, you're late. Number three, they always pay me. Oh, I read that. Number four, Melvin Santos says that my funds were moved to Hong Leong. That's a bank.
Hong Leong.
And then I never got any info. He is a fucking liar. Fucking liar would have been good to go with this one.
I know. You never know.
Yeah, she was on a tangent.
Number five, James H. Miller said Parker Green is dead, but he is online all the time.
Wow.
Fucking lies.
Oh, wait, but he's online all the time.
Dateline.
Kind of, you know. Yeah.
It's kind of a hint, dummy.
Yeah.
They are scammers. That's her conclusion. Then she sends a link to the blog. Dateline, August 3rd, 2014. Subject, you are scammers.
Whoa, finally.
Yeah, let's see how long this lasts.
I know.
You are abusing UN, lying to the victims.
Wow.
You're abusing
UN.
Of
what?
Oh, no.
Of scams.
Oh, okay.
Well, just talking to Melvin Santos now, because he's supposedly the head of the UN.
Yes.
That's right.
I doubt if you are a real well-educated person. I'm going to let that sentence stay there. Who fucking taught her English? Betsy DeVos?
Marinating that for a minute.
But then again, she's from Japan. I, you know, she does much better with English than I would in Japanese.
Yes, yes.
So,
this is true.
Could you see on his younger talk?
I'm not you, stupid. I wouldn't fake it.
No, it's the parallel universe show where they're making fun of our Japanese.
Thank you.
You should get
I
here
see
earlier.
That, actually. You bring up a good
the barrel's
point,
like
right?
a revolving door tonight.
Okay.
Da 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 da.
Let's focus on your outfit, stupid. Nice snort. What are you, a 30-year-old girl seeing a comedy show for the
No,
first time?
Actually, I'm healthy battling a cold. It's like I've been fighting this cold, but it hasn't set in my system because with everything going on in my life right now, it steps inside my system and going, ain't fucking going in there. We'll hang out here. Yeah.
Do you guys have advanced vetting? Does your system have advanced vetting
for
this cold?
Yeah, it should.
It's knocking on the door, but he's not letting it in.
You keep on knocking, but
it's looking in the window going, we ain't fucking going in there.
Little mucus membrane. I want to get in.
You ain't, really? Come on, fucker.
It's actually kind of stuck in the airport.
Yeah.
Aw. Which is his nasal cavity. All right. Anyway. You are abusing you and lying to the victims. I doubt if you are a real well-educated person. As far as I know, Brown Cotton lives in a low life. And this is why he...
he lives in a low life.
Yes. And this is why he never take responsibility lying to me a lot when dealing with the cases from the victims. He cheated on people's money.
You're with another $50. I'm jealous.
Like you've seen denominations that high.
I always knew you'd betray me for 100.
At least.
Like it's not working for you.
You're happy to get the bad paying work. So do you. That's a sentence.
I thought you were trying to be.
It's a sentence. So do you.
So hold. It's right there. So do you in the middle of nowhere.
It's a new paragraph, but that's how she starts it.
Gotcha.
So do you.
It is obvious to see how wicked you are, said Yoda.
Wickedness there is.
You are not a human being, but a liar as well as a criminal, taking the money from the victims and then running away. Mm. You, of course, never feel shame. Even eat and choke the money from the victims. And say to me...
Choke the money? Nice.
Eat and choke the money.
Nice. Choking the chicken.
You choke a 20.
Leave Hamilton
with money thrown in.
Yeah, there you go. Whether it's deep thrown or not.
You, of course, never feel shame. Even eat and choke the money from the victims. And say to me that the victims can bring their money back. It is crime. Cheating is crime. The way you do to the victims are the same as what real scammers do. In fact...
Stop. Is what real scammers do? What is this, open scam night? What?
Would you like their credits? I scam victim A. I scam victim P.
Did you see what JJ was trying to rifle into me? He goes, yeah, you're going to MC for me. Want my credits? I go, yeah, what cab number should I say you are?
No. I saw you and Jay having a small dick pissing contest.
I'm running a show and I'm with the guys. I'm like, what should I tell them now?
Christ, you had help with that and that's the best you came up with? A little Long Island comic hissy fit.
Yes.
I see that.
Yes, it's okay. Anywho. it blah, blah. In fact, you were real scammers hiding somewhere, choking the money. Choking the money. making the money.
Choke that money, girl. Choke.
Do you think you can enjoy your life?
Yeah.
Never! I will do unrest report. That fucking Brown Cotton and James H. Miller will get punishment because they are fucking criminals.
An unrest report.
What does
Nobody
that mean?
Sleeps.
All right. Yeah. I think or they let you go.
She writes to you and go, oh, I can't rest.
Yeah.
They try to kill me, Parker Green and his daughter, too. They are murderer. They are real criminals. You, too. Go to hell forever.
No backs.
You will deserve it because the real cyber war, everyone will expose you and bust you.
In the real cyber war.
In the real cyber war. This is like a prequel.
Oh, I see.
The real
okay.
cyber. Well, keep in mind, this is 2014, and shit did pick up from there.
Yeah.
She kind of like hits it out of the park once in a while.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, she trips rounding the bases, but once in a while.
I like when she goes on a crazy rant, then stops and gives a perfect dissertation of the economy of the world.
It's the scariest thing ever.
And the economy and the trade of the world, like, amazingly, and then goes into this nonsense again. It's like Rain Woman.
It
Eight
is.
Fish
it
is.
Okay. Dateline. No, same date. You and your daughter are scammers. Whoa. So-called Parker D. Green.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
What?
Well, so-called Melvin Santos is the category.
Once again, you failed the people.
I did.
You're a failure. You've betrayed. You've betrayed the bit.
I've taken that on.
So-called Parker D. Green. It is shameful of you to cheat on me. What kind of fucking mail did you send to me?
What? Mail is in mail or mail is in the opposite sex?
Mail is in mail.
Mail. Gotcha. Well, what kind of fucking mail did he send her? To
That's what he sent to, like a strippogram.
With cologne on it.
I know. I'm saying it was a strippogram.
Funny.
Yeah. It was number a postcard
one.
From hell.
Number one. It happened in 2012.
Yes.
It happened in 2012. This fucking man never returns the money to me. You are a fucking liar. Number two, Brown Cotton is a fucking man lying to the victims, and he never helps the victims, but he cheats on the victims' money, asking for never-ending payment. It's the same as what scammers do to the victims. He is a fucking criminal.
But what? What's the difference?
He's a scammer, you moron.
It's the same.
He's a scammer.
Tevin's like, yeah.
Number three. Brown Cotton is very idiot from his methods to deal
nice.
With police.
Very idiot. I'm going to use that this week
very
in a sentence.
It'll probably be a reason
you
to.
Are very idiot, my friend.
Be very idiot. Idiot.
My five-year-old said something similar to me a few weeks ago. I scolded him for being a wise-ass to his brother. And he says, Daddy, you're a dumb guy. And he walked away. And to him, that was the worst thing he had he could throw at me.
Your
at
five-year-old
five.
Dropped the mic.
Yes. Yes. Literally, you're a dumb guy.
Dumb guy.
And peace. And he just stormed in his room and slammed the door, and I was there speechless. Like, okay.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I just get punished from a five-year-old? Yeah. Tried to discipline a three-year-old? What's going on here?
Life with kids.
Yeah, right on.
Brown Cotton is very idiot from his methods to deal with cases. He never checks the truth well, and he is very, very foolish. Number four, James H. Miller is a liar. He denied the truth that I sent the money. He is fucking assholes.
Yeah, nice.
save that for Pornhub
Love
Hooray.
The
How
plural.
Many?
Pornhub yes. Hooray.
We're doing that tonight. That's the game. Our annual Pornhub game that we play.
Oh, okay.
You remember the game. We do it every year.
Okay.
You know, Pornhub. Hooray!
I like I flip my calendar. Da 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 da.
Pretty much. We got Love Fails coming up in a couple of weeks.
I understand that. I know. But I didn't realize the gravity and the merriment of this occasion.
James H. Miller is a liar. He denied the truth that I sent the money. He is fucking assholes. He threatened me. He lies all the time.
I
did see through his nature. This man is not a human being. So are you.
Wait. Not sure what you mean.
I want to fucking see Sean Spicer read one of these as a press release.
That would be awesome.
It's my fucking dream.
Probably do better with her than he does with CNN.
Parker Green, you threatened me to pay for the fees, excusing for help your daughter.
Exactly.
You are a real scammer. You will go to hell forever.
Oh.
That should have been a category. That's twice now.
Three times.
It's that hard should have been a category.
But it's hard to tell what, we'll see, you know. You
yeah, I know. She's all over the place.
Yeah,
yeah
so you never know what we could. Yeah.
I know he goes to hell for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
No, there's no reprieve from
if
hell.
I
no.
said, if I said next week, go to hell forever, she won't mention it once.
Yeah, because hell's like
that's the hell
place.
I'm in.
But then again, there's so much to say.
I don't know, like the River Styx, you know, Hitler, you know.
The group Styx?
Well, Manson's not dead yet, but he'll soon be there. You know, like all the evil guys.
Bannon,
Stalin.
Wait, what?
Stalin.
That's what that is?
I love that. Who will rule thing? Bannon.
What?
Dun, 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 the new show featuring Donald Trump. Bannon. Dun, 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 dun.
Instead of Canon?
Yeah, Bannon. Dun, 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 dun.
See, youngster, it's before your time.
Bannon.
It was a show.
Called Canon?
Yeah, yes. It was Canon. It was with William Conrad, who was this big fat guy. Who
and
would
his,
chase
name,
crooks
his last name was Canon.
And couldn't chase his shadow. The guy chasing after bad guys, you know. But now it's Bannon. Dun, 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 dun.
A lot of them
Bannon.
Got away.
Yeah. A lot of them got away.
Is that older than F Troop? That's as far as back as I
no,
can.
No, I
it's
remember
a little after F-Troop. F-Troop was like late 60s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't remember? Because
it was, all in color.
William Conrad.
Branded?
And he was
yeah.
giant. Really? And it's like, I think he spent most of the show going.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, used to sit there as a kid and watch it, and you have to go chase somebody. It's like, you got to be shitting me. I ain't going to catch this fucking guy.
Hey, you, stop. I'll be there soon.
Hold on, I got to stand here wheezing.
Cannon.
Yeah. You will go to hell forever. You do not reply because you are a real scammer. It is very ironic. Not really.
No.
You're being scammed by a scammer.
Yes. You are still using young photos to cheat on people. This is what I told her. But
yes.
Young photos?
Not like Asian young, like of a model.
Okay.
Oh, God. Did you really just say that out loud?
Joe or me?
I'm afraid so. Both of them.
Oh, I have to clarify.
You are going to hell forever.
Like I said, are you new here?
Yeah, right. Ha ha ha!
Whoa.
That's one sentence.
Nice.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, she dragged it out?
No. Ha ha. No wonder the victim who brought all this to attention fell for you because she is sick. No wonder you are also sick. Shame on you. This mail is full of lies. Then she's sending an email from Parker Green that Brown Cotton was CC'd on. It's to her. And James has been held in Abu Dhabi. Oh, fuck. I guess he didn't have the paperwork either.
Wow.
he came into LAX.
even the fake military can't get in Trump's America.
Yeah,
what type of country do we live in when a God-fearing American fake scammer can't get the fuck in?
That's a cure one. Bannon. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
Was that on for a season and a half?
No, Cannon was on for a while. William Conrad, very popular back then, especially during the radio years, played a lot of roles on.
Well, of course, because look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
I'm going to look that up when I get home.
Look at Cannon.
Yeah, man. I was really.
But now it's Bannon.
James has been held in Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates.
I just always love the name Abu Dhabi. It's like when you tease your child, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. Who's a cute little baby? Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi.
It sounds fake, like Ishkabibble.
Ishkabibble.
Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
Not real, like Oshkosh.
Who used to be a horn player in Kay Kaiser's band.
I love the place. I think that's why it's called Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
It's the only place in the Middle East you can get alcohol.
Yeah.
Somebody was drunk.
That's Arabic.
Let's go
over there. Party.
Let's go over there. Let's go Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, you're looking like Abu Dhabi. Because you're solely dry parts. Abu Dhabi. Why don't we just call the town this? Everybody seems to say it when they walk in.
It happens when you don't let your people drink.
Here are pictures that I looked up from the
Cannon.
Cannon.
Dun, 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 Cannon.
Oh, Jack McCree
on TV.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I sunk his battleship.
Here's a picture of him pulling out a gun, and it's like, God, Cannon. I hope I can shoot far. I hope I can shoot far.
I'm too fat to run. Freeze.
Stop running.
It's like
zigzags.
A Big Ted Talent.
he was like a fat Don Knotts, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a comic relief.
Yeah. No. He was very serious.
Was he? But he was just a fuck up.
Yeah.
All right.
No, he wasn't. We're just saying he's too big. All right. No, they made him actually catch bad guys.
All right, Pipple just cleaned
I'm sure somebody put it on YouTube.
All right, we go on.
He just hock a loogie on your car.
No, he's fine.
No.
He swallowed like a good little player.
He has a bit. Sometimes there's a habit like we'll be taking a sip and we'll hit a line and you almost like spit up. And he made an inside joke that I was just about to, which would have been an absolute fucking mess.
Who is going to clean this up?
Oh, no. Wait a minute. What is that famous porn guy?
Oh, that's
Ron Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Isn't it Ron Jeremy's brother?
No,
right
it's your
this?
Fucking finger. Move it.
Ron Jeremy, Quentin Martin
you mean
production.
If Ron Jeremy wasn't attractive?
He's not attractive.
That's the old scuzzy looking guy, right?
What's that?
That's the old scuzzy looking
yes.
guy? Yes. Yeah, he was
yes.
sort of like the 70s.
Yeah,
or
but look at this guy. Is this Ron Jeremy's Quentin brother?
Close. It comes yeah. close. If he had long, greasy hair instead of the slick back. Yeah.
Cannon and Ron Jeremy.
Perfect together.
Fucking Private Eyes.
A Quinn Martin production.
A Quinn Martin production.
Close them. Yeah. Fucking Private Eyes. You don't want to get that in your eyes.
That's thanks to Anonymous in the chat room. A Quinn Martin production. Thank you, Anonymous.
Cannon.
All right. I digress.
Yes, sir.
Serious business.
There is business.
And Jackson.
Enough of the folder roll and tomfoolery. Yes. We move on.
James has been held in Abu Dhabi in United Arab Emirates. Now they said the package he is carrying is containing gold!
No. Gold! Oh. He's got gold!
He must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the gold with me, but he did not. They are asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him, maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity with no legal license. Please try to help him. God bless. Dateline, August 4th, 2014. Subject, my report to UN.
Oh, boy. But just not for the... He doesn't have a license. You can see a guy big, hold like 20 gold brick. You have a license for that gold?
Yeah.
I most certainly do right here. Yeah. All right, go. What about a green card? No, stay. You stay.
The shame is it's really just a whole bunch of mac and cheese.
Like the guy with two keys of Coke coming back from Colombia. Yeah. What, you got a green card, you're out, buddy.
What? This is my vacation souvenir. What? What?
Yeah, right. I got this at a gift shop.
Oh, by the way,
I can make porcelain with it.
She actually included the right address for the contact. To UN, my name is Ann Jackson, living in Japan. In 2011, I got the international scam and my friend Jimmy Jones killed by the scammers. Did you?
You got that, did you?
My scam is a murder case. I got no help from my local police. Finally, I got the reply from UN Secretary Mr. Melvin Santos.
You know who can handle this? Cannon. Dun, 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 dun. Cannon helping Ann Jackson. What's the matter, Ann? What happened? Oh, the fuck off my life. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
Going to help forever.
She really fucking bailed you out on that one, pal. Wow. I was going to leave you out there on your own with that.
I would have gone out.
What?
I would have gone out.
She's practically to fucking tears.
Can you imagine
I'm crying
her?
On the inside. She's fucking, she's Schumering over there.
She appreciates comedy, my friend.
Look at Pip doing her Chuck Schumer impression. Oh, the refugees. Are they in my district?
Yeah. My constituents.
Anybody got some salt for my eyes?
That's funny. She's faking it. But anyway, I digress.
Can you imagine her at her local police department speaking in her native language? I guarantee it won't change much. They probably think she's batshit crazy as well.
They probably ask her to speak English.
Yeah, it's like,
makes
please,
more sense.
Well, yeah, we can't understand you.
I do not know what you are talking about. That's the police department.
I know, it started Japanese and morphed into something else. Eastern European, I think it finished up.
I thought it was a bad English accent.
It wasn't a good anything.
They were Eastern Europeans disguised as Japanese, just trying to get the intel from Ann Jackson.
Thank you once again.
No problem.
And she fucking tried.
You know, you know what? I'm just kind of polishing the stairs in the barrel because running up and down them makes them shiny.
Good, you're getting cardio.
I'm just going to sit here and watch the fire.
I got no help from my local police. Finally, I got the reply from UN Secretary Mr. Melvin Santos, but what he said to me is lies. He asked the victims to pay for the fees and open the case files, which mean the victims can get my money back, but he never told the truth. After paying for the fees to open the case files, the victims have to pay for the fees, which never ending payment. It is really satire because the victims...
Well, you know...
Hardly the word I would use.
Apparently this turned into the fucking Daily Show.
Yeah, really.
It is really satire because the victims report their scam and ask for their arrest after cooperating with the authorities. I doubt if the victims really need to pay for the fees. It is also scam. She's getting it.
Yeah.
I never get any money back, even I paid lots of money. He lies. He's a scammer. I need the truth. Please watch the video I made to warn the people not to get scammed, because that's what they got time to do at the United Nations.
Oh, great. Ann Jackson, a Quentin Martin production. Dun 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 dun.
Yes.
I am suffering from financial loss, which makes my life useless because I borrowed lots of money from my friends and financial company with high interest. I did cry a lot and suffer from depression. This really destroys my whole life. This is the true scam case from me. After I reported the scam to FBI, Interpol, and UN, I Santos is a liar. I think we lost some words.
Ari Santos.
He does not do the right justice. I do hope you reply to me as soon as possible. She sends me a link of her YouTube and her blog. Please see through the lies from the mail he sent to me. I never get any money back. All he asks is to pay for the fees. And then this comes to her. This is from Dr. Santos, so this will be good.
Oh, boy. Lisa says, a brief moment of clarity once again.
I feel good.
And she sent this to the to Santos or the FBI?
Or she sent that to the UN.
The real UN.
The real UN.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel good. This is morning in America. Mm-hmm.
But one thing is interesting is that she was talking about Melvin Santos, but she wasn't saying, your boy, Melvin Santos. She seemed to be able to differentiate between what he pretended to be as the head of the UN.
Well, she didn't say pretend. She said, I got the reply from UN Secretary Melvin Santos.
Oh, she did say UN Secretary Melvin Santos. Oh, Jesus, I missed that.
She didn't throw in the so-called. So-called would have been appropriate.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
Trying to make points.
It's against you. That's what she's doing.
Tom says, he lies. He's a scammer. Well, no shit.
Bunch of Monday morning quarterbacks here on this fucking
show. Yeah.
Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your email since the over 120 days now is due to the investigation that were taken to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank.
Hong Leong?
Hong Leong.
Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Oh, I love how it's, like, highly needed.
So everything's better.
Yeah, because Melvin Santos is on the case. Oh, boy.
The Malaysian banks, where I would have said, holy shit.
You better off on a Malaysian airline.
I need your help. I need your social security number, your driver's license.
Yes.
And your address now. Yeah. I have a great business opportunity for you. I love those emails.
We need your social security number to make it happen.
There's a windmill farm that's desperate to be built.
Oh, he didn't say thanks, Dr. Santos. Thanax. I said it wrong.
Thanax?
Thanax,
okay.
Dr. Santos.
Thanax. Oh, wow.
Waiting for your Sooners reply and please arrest him, Ann Jackson. Subject, you are a fucking scammer.
Who's this to?
So-called criminal Melvin Santos.
We're on the board. It doesn't count?
No, because he used criminal in the middle of it.
Ha ha.
So-called Melvin Santos was the thing, and all of a sudden she decided to call criminal Melvin Santos.
That makes the game so good.
She's throwing the game, my God. How can you handicap this shit?
She's got to be more consistent with her insults.
Sorry?
She's got to be more consistent with her insults.
I know. I'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
Where are my funds? I never get any info from my bank. You are a fucking liar as well as a scammer. I swear it to you because the UN will arrest you. Believe in me because you are a real fucking scammer.
The UN can't arrest people, can they?
I don't think so, no.
They have an army.
Yeah, but they can't arrest people. It's different.
I don't know.
I don't know if they have arrest powers.
You got the fucking interwebs.
I have to take off Canon.
Use that little thing with the keys and the screen on there. Maybe they'll tell you what it is.
Thank you, Jeff Sessions.
That was really good. Jeff Sessions. No, you didn't.
Wow. What? Like that was probably his most dead-on impression, and he wasn't even trying.
I had no pressure.
I understand. It doesn't go the way you want it to when you're looking at it.
The UN police can arrest people.
Ooh, the UN police, they're coming down in at me. The UN police. Police.
Well, that's what they, you know, peacekeeping is law enforcement, pretty much.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, yeah. That makes sense.
Believe in me because you are a real fucking scammer. You asked me to pay a lot of money. You granted the funds to me. Fuck you, assholes.
I love the plural. It just sounds so much better.
I know.
I'm just not saying like that from that one.
You are a...
fucking liar.
Fucking mafia?
Yeah, fucking mafia.
Joe, for the point.
Ding.
You are a fucking liar.
We've had about 30 of those tonight.
Yeah.
Shame on you because you choked my money.
That would have been a nice one, too.
This is your mail. You never reply to Mr. Davin!
Hey!
Who represent to me. You know what she means. Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James H. Mill, and Parker D. Grant.
Roll call!
Are real scammers. I do have the real evidence. I will see the day coming to you. The real arrest from UN. By the way, Brown Cotton will go to the Kurt. And be put in jail sooner or later.
He'll go to the Kurt.
She lost to no one translation.
You're going to the Kurt. See Kurt Russell. Hey, how's it going?
This is from Melvin Santos to Ann. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. We have not responded to your email since the over 120 days is now due to... Yeah, we read that already.
He said that already.
Yeah. All right, we'll do August 9th.
Tucker Thompson's Annette, Kobe, Roy.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
He's doing better.
Good, Tom, I said hey. Well, I could just do it myself.
Thank you for showing yourself.
The keyboard gets
confused. Can hear us where they are, Joe.
Yeah, I never thought to say that because doing a fucking radio show. Sorry.
They can hear us.
It's just a keyboard, Joe. It won't hurt you.
Joe, I don't want to alarm you, but people can hear us.
I'm the kid that only gets to play with the broken toys.
And here we are.
I got nothing.
We know.
Dumb as they come. All right.
That's why you're Zombie Boost.
Joe, I don't want to alarm you, but people can hear us.
Now I'm alarmed.
you should be.
All right. Last one. August 9th, 2014. Joe, can I have a pen, please? I got it. Never mind. Thank you. August 9th, 2014. It is a shame. So-called idiot as well as criminal Melvin Santos.
Damn it!
Oh!
She can't mix up insults.
What, you didn't have that on the
How
list?
She's taunting. She's taunting us with
she's
her language.
She's taunting me personally.
You, my woman, are taunting us. Oh, God.
I like that. She's like so-called idiot as well as.
Oh, that just
all
ain't, that ain't right. That ain't right.
All she needed is an and furthermore.
Yes. And then we're done.
Oh, man.
You will get punishment because all the anti-scam sites post you as a scammer. This is what you said. You are a fucking real UN secretary. You are scared to get killed even from the real mess media. Mr. Wow. Davin hosting a radio show.
Give me the pen. Number three.
Hey, we got a credit. We got a... Hey.
That counts.
Put that on the website.
She
put
said it something about a real radio show?
Put
real,
it in the testimonials.
No, real mess media. Mr. Davin hosting a radio show.
Okay. Well, that's close enough.
Glad she heard that. Well, I'm glad a sponsor heard that. Look at that credit.
There you go.
Look at that.
We're hustling for you, man.
Oh, weapon against the UN.
Listen, we've been heard in a personal email between a scammer and a scammee.
No other show can do that.
I'll put that on the resume.
That's right.
We're big time.
I can see what kind of person you are. You all will get arrested because you did steal my info. You are shameful because you stole my info and you steal my personal research. That's the fucking problem, really.
You know.
Shame on you. I doubt your real educational background.
Smarter than you, jackass.
That just hurts.
I think that diploma was a fake. So.
You were pre-law. Yeah.
I was law.
Yeah.
Then I had enough of that shit.
Fake diploma.
I'm the new attorney general. That fucking FBI man called Brown Cotton is a real thief, and he is very idiot.
He's very idiot.
Well, I thought you were talking about a press release today.
All of you will go to hell, burning in hell forever.
Forever.
Yes.
I am doing unrest report because I will send every evidence to you in. You will get punishment. You are a fucking thief as well as a scammer. You stole my real research. Shame on you.
See, she did them a favor because saying going to hell and then burning hell forever. Because if you wind up in hell and you're not burning yet, you know, it's like the anticipation. You know, am I going to burn? Am I not going to burn? Am I just going to hang out here? But, you know, now you're going to burn.
Thanks,
John. It's like waiting in the doctor's waiting room. And called in and waiting more.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's
you know,
feeling.
You see that the gloves, the gloves and the ointment.
Waiting another half hour after you got called in.
Right, the gloves and the ointment are up on the thing there, and you don't know, you know, maybe he will, maybe not today. It's been only 4 months. You know, you don't know.
Yeah. And then you hear snap. Oh, no, it's today.
Yes, it's today.
And back to that movie.
Yeah, honestly, you got to see it. I'm serious. I'm going to Facebook you later and remind you.
Okay, cool. Yes. Well, Tom says that it's really funny, even besides
it's
that.
It's hysterical. But you'll just appreciate that one scene.
Cool.
Yes.
What movie's that?
Deadpool.
Oh, it's a good movie.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, I saw.
It's insane. But there's one part with the strap on.
Right.
That scene was made for Pip.
See what happens when you miss things?
I gotta see the show.
All right, Pip, give us totals, please.
Okay, we had three Mr. Davins.
And they were the covert ones.
Yeah.
She wasn't talking to me.
She wasn't talking to you, so that was supposed to
be. She got him in, though.
Yeah, she was talking about him, though.
Yeah, she never did that before, that she snuck you into the conversation, but not talking to you.
I'm like the extra finger. I got snuck in.
Oh.
And, yes.
Took three.
That one just hung there.
And three. And then we had no fucking mafia. Ooh. And no so-called Melvin Santos. And Tom picked three Mr. Davins, one fucking mafia, and no Melvin Santos. He's the clear winner.
Who is this guy?
Gemma.
I know. He comes back after being banged up for a little while, not feeling good. Comes back, and he blows the game away.
Let's see how he does on Pornhub.
Right.
He usually does well.
You know he'll do great on the porn.
Let's see how he does well. Does on Pornhub, hooray. A game that involves his knowledge of pornography.
Nice.
Okay, let's take our first break. On the break, new music from Martin Nokun and DJ Combo featuring Maureen Sky Jones with It's Fine, Don't Worry, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Again, that's Martin Nokun and DJ Combo, khb-music.de. We're going to be real short break, then we're going to come back with more shows. So there's really not even time to pee here unless you're just going to do it where you're sitting.
Oh.